Saisadama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Siddhali Shree here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shree Yogish, for Siddhaitan Tirth's live broadcast of the 8-Day Pariyushan series. Acharya Shree is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Welcome to all of our new listeners, and thank you for tuning in. Matem Vandami, Acharya Shree.
Pariyushan celebration. Celebration of soul. It is a third day. It is considered a Mahaparva. There are Parva. Parva means festival. There are few kinds of festival, celebration in this world. Lokik, whatever you celebrate in the world, like 4th of July, 15th of August, like freedom, like fully. 4th of July is like a day of freedom, right? Or Thanksgiving, or Holi, Diwali, that is called Lokik Parva. But Pariyushan is a Mahaparva. Mahaparva means it's a great celebration. Because on the other celebration they eat, they enjoy, they do something. It seems like they are making the body stronger. They're giving them something, the body. You're feeding the body. But the Mahaparva is you feeding the soul. That's why it is a Mahaparva, great celebration. And that is the only pure celebration in the world which talks about the soul only. And I am telling you, since first day, second day, I shed the light on how you can do. Even though your soul is very powerful, infinite power it has. It can see without eyes, it can hear without ear, it can taste without mouth, it can smell without nose, it can feel without body. But because it is weak, and weak things, they lose their power. That's the way soul lost the power, because it is in the grip of the karma and darkness and cloud and some kind of ignorance or illusion. All this suffering, they make the soul very, very weak. And any weak things, they need an instrument. Like your eyes become weak, you need instrument glasses. Eyes still remain weak, but you can read it, you can see it. Even eyes are weak, still weak. Just put on the glasses on, that's it, and you begin to read. You begin to see far away. Same way, you got the best gifts. It is considered in Indian culture, especially in the shamanic tradition, they say you get this human body after wandering 8.4 millions of lives. 8.4 millions of lives after wandering, then you got the human body. It is the most precious instrument. I call it body is an instrument. And who lives inside? Weak soul. And weak soul needs an instrument. This is your instrument. Don't consider this is a body. If you consider instrument, you can get a lot of benefits out of it. But if you consider only body, it is me, it will create a lot of problem. When you consider, this is me. Me. Did you ever see that the goat, they always talk, ma, 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 ma. What is ma? Ma means ego, talking me, me, me. They don't know how to say me because they don't know English. So they talk ma, 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 right? Ma means in Sanskrit, ahankar, ego. And whole of life, the baby goat, her goat, they always talk about me, me, me. Always me. That me doesn't go away till everything is crushed. The ego has to crush. It dies, or they kill it. They take to the slaughterhouse, they kill it, they cook it, and they eat it. Meat eater people, they eat it. But even the slaughterhouse, they are cutting his head, still stay me. It doesn't go away me. Till everything is sold out, the meat sold out. People are people, you know, they buy everything. Only this little bit left, they don't eat it. Inside, what we call those, our intestines, little bit they left. And they are very powerful. They can make a very beautiful instrument out of it, that. Whatever. We call it anth. They call it Aath in Hindi. But this is our intestines. Or sometimes not the ribs, intestines. So when they left over, what they make, that doesn't get sold. What they do, the instrumental people, they buy that from them. And they make a very beautiful, beautiful musical instrument out of it. One side is a very big hollow, and another side is strings. They make strings with the. And when you play it with the staff, with the little stick, then it becomes very beautiful sound. Not ma, it becomes tu, 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 tu means you. That me turned to be you after even death, everything is gone. Then it start telling you, you, you. If you have here that musical instrument, they always say tu, 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 tu. Very beautiful instrument. Means two means you, you, you. Me is gone. Right? But it's a very difficult process. Very difficult process. That's what I am trying to tell you, that you need to understand a lot of things. First understand this body. This body is not you. Mm-mm. Not what you think it is me, it is me. It is your instrument and it is very precious. And it, you gained it after so many, you collected very good karma. After 8.4 million lives wandering here and there, sometimes you become a bug, a butterfly, a bird, an animal. Somehow you got the human body. And this human body is an instrument. Your eyes, to see, a weak soul cannot see. These eyes are instrument for the weak soul. Ears, to hear it. Smell, nose, taste, your mouth, your body, to feel it. And your mind, to think it. This is all instrument you got, and you are very lucky. Human body is considered a beautiful instrument. Animals, they seem to be very relaxed, very beautiful animals. Why? Because they don't have stress. They are not depressed. Ask any animal, are you depressed? I am going to take you to the psychologist. No animals go to the psychologist, right? They seem to be relaxed all the time. Why? Because they are not stressful. What do they need? Just to eat. If you give them food, they are happy. They don't think further. human has a mind. Even the animal has a mind, but it's not a developed mind. Developed mind doesn't think about why I got this beautiful instrument, why I have a human body. I can think more. I can think about how to uplift myself. I think about how to open my third eye. I think about how to open all this energy center in the body. I can be very healthy. Animals, they don't think. Birds, they don't think. But they are better than you in relaxing way. Relaxing way, they look beautiful. Right? A bird, if gets sick, right? Do they go to the hospital? No, they're sitting in their nest. That is their purest celebration, fasting. A bird, when gets sick, they don't drink water, they don't eat. After a couple of days, they get energy again because everything is burnt. That's what in the Paryushan celebration, we try to detach from the body for a while. Maybe for 8 days, at least. Then you get used to it. If you can get 8 days without food, or sometimes people go extremely, they do, I have seen it in India, they go without water even. I don't recommend you, but they go. They are strong, strong will maybe. And their body becomes so pure, I cannot believe it. All these toxins from the body, or whatever unwanted material in the body, doesn't make you feel healthier, very much strong. That is burned. Fasting is a burn. Fire. It burn it. So, body become very healthy. Your instrument become very healthy. Keep this instrument very healthy. Don't put in it which disturb it. Otherwise, you're never going to be uplift yourself up. Soul will be always weak. Take advantage of this instrument. How to take advantage of? Be on the path. That's what I am telling you. Dhammo Mangal Mukitsam. The path is a very beautiful, is the very unique, extraordinary path, which has three qualities in it. That path: ahimsa, sanjamo, and tavo, non-violence, sayam, discipline, and tavo, all this fasting, our austerity, our spiritual practices, so many. So, if you can follow this thing, that kind of path, that path is a very beautiful path, and even the angels, they bow to you, they respect you, that kind of person. It is not necessary he can be a monk. It's not necessary that he has to go leave their home and go to the forest. Hey, forest, you may be bored there. Maybe you like for 1 week. After that, you go to deep silence, it becomes boring again. That's what it is. Nobody is here to talk to me, right? You know, psychologists, what they say? That if a person is left alone, no books, no TV, no phone, and put that person into the one room, closed it from outside, just provide him only food, nothing else. Nothing else. There may be a little hole in the door, just put in his plate, that's it, and close it. Leave it, this person alone. And psychologists say that person will go crazy after 3 weeks. Why? Because there is no communication with anyone. After 1 day, that person will begin to feel he misses everything. Did you ever notice you start fasting? If you are not fasting, you don't care about food much. You start fasting, you take the vow. Everything is taken over your mind. Food, food, food. Even you dreaming food. Nothing else, food. It takes over you, kind of. And it is very, get rid of it. There were two ladies One's name was Need. You know Need. What we need. And another was Desire. They both were fighting. That look at. People need me all the time. Right? If they don't, if they are hungry, they need food. They need. Look, I am so powerful. Right? Desire said, hey, look at me. You are powerful. I am very powerful. When there is a food, but if there is a desire, they want dessert. They want these things. And if they are there, they will eat very little food. They will go there. Right? I am very powerful. Need and desire. Think about it. Food, your body needs to survive. If you eat food to survive, that is okay. But if you eat just to eat for the desire, that creates a lot of problem into the body. So I think desire is more powerful than the needs. Our body, what it needs. Our body can survive with little food. But our desires are high, sky high. So many desires. We're never going to be satisfied. So many desires. Desires are very strong. They're always a fight. So we cannot follow the path unless we finish this kind of desires from our life. Desires take over this body and we leave, just leave for desires. No. Eat to survive, to be alive. Eat to be alive. Right? Food, you eat, you need, you want to be alive. But don't live for the food. It's a big difference. When you live for the food, only you living for the food only, that is not a good thing though. Then you cannot go anywhere. You will not follow any path. There has to be discipline. And I was talking to you, there are 10 kind of paths. I mentioned yesterday, that path is the, what is the path? Path is the, what is your very nature? What is the nature of the thing is that is their path? The nature of, and you have to search your own nature. What is your nature? Your nature is to fight, your nature to be angry, your nature to be egoistic. You have to find your own nature. If you can find your own nature, you are already on the path. If you cannot find your own nature, that is the definition of the Dhamma. Dhamma means the path, not the religion. Vathu sahavo Dhamma. That's what Kartikeya and Upreksha. Arkhamam adi bhavoye dasviyo Dhamma. Let me repeat. Baras anupekha. One book. It is very popular, very written in Sanskrit. I am going to recite that. Uttam khamam addav ajjav sach sasuchyam cha sanjamam chaiva tav chagam akinchanam bam idi dasviho dhammo. It is written in two lines. That first is khamam. Khamam means forgiveness. What is your nature? Forgiveness. 10 kind of nature you can search inside of you. If you can search these 10, what I am going to tell you, you are on the path. That is a 10 kind of. First kind of is a forgiveness. But that forgiveness has to be very highly forgiveness. Not just to forgive. Just to say, I forgive you. No. Not that way. By your own heart. And this kind of 10 kind of dhamma, then kind of path is a very beautiful. It will help you to search your own nature. It will find you what is your real nature. So if you want to find your real nature, that's what you follow, this 10 kind of path. But also I mentioned there are 3 kinds of diamond, you need it. And fourth, I mentioned that you need a island to protect yourself. The path always protect you. But suppose this is all ocean here, there is no island. Where are you going to take shelter? Island give you the shelter. Path give you the shelter. The path, real path, that's what I'm going to describe everything here, third day. But I am telling you the sometimes I think this people are suffering. They have a lot of pain. They ask me that we want peace. We are suffering. We have a lot of pain, a lot of going on in our life. Can you give any technique to achieve the peace? Right? Achieve the peace. In suffering, in pain, only one quality. Quality is sahas. Sahas means courage. If you have a courage, you can go beyond your suffering and pain. It needs the technique to go beyond it. You need a courage. But if you are into the happiness, everywhere is green, green, green. You are enjoying your life. That is called sukh. Not pain, not suffering. It is called sukha. Sukha, in sukha, what is the technique? Because otherwise in sukha, in happiness, we forget everything. What is the technique to, when we are happy everywhere, but we don't achieve still peace? What is the technique to achieve the peace? I tell them, to achieve the peace in happiness, in sukha, is discipline, sayam. If you keep sayam, you are rich, you have no nothing shortage of your life. Everything is available. Money is available. You can eat anything. You can have anything. And this is kind of your good time going on. But they forget. And many people, they have money, they start drinking. They eat a lot of food. They eat a lot of dessert because they have money to buy it. But the poor people doesn't have money to buy it. So in that kind of situation, to achieve the peace, you need discipline, sayam. If you don't have a sayam in that kind of happiness, your life is going to go astray. You're never going to achieve the peace. So remember those things. Sometimes I give them. But let me talk to you about 10 kind of dhamma. First is called uttam kshama. Uttam kshama. Uttam means the best forgiveness. They call it uttam kshama. What is kshama? Forgiveness. We call it kshama. Kshama is where there is no anger. Where there is no anger, it becomes uttam kshama. But where there is anger, there is no forgiveness. Remember, where there is anger, you cannot forgive it. There is no forgiveness. And if you want to search your own real nature, you need this instrument, uttam kshama. Best forgiveness. Search it. How? Only it cannot let you search anger. And anger is a very strong thing in our life. It is an emotion, but it is a very strong emotion. It makes you go astray. And there are big family of anger. Frustration is a friend of the anger. If you are frustrated, it means you are angry inside. If you are irritated, it means you are angry inside. If you are annoyed, it means you have a lot of anger inside of you. There is enmity, that is called var in Sanskrit, var. This is even worse thing of anger. Anger, somebody get angry, it can harm the person only. One time, maybe it fight, it will hit the person when they get extremely angry. But the war, the enmity, it is a anger, but it is a controlled anger. It builds up inside of your life. And it becomes enmity, war. And that is very dangerous. It cannot hit the person, maybe the person is weak. Other person is stronger. You want to hit it, but you cannot hit it. You want to hurt it, you cannot hurt it because the other person is stronger. But on the surface, you laugh. On the surface, you seem you are very happy, right? But inside, you build up this anger. When this anger builds up, it is turned to be into the enmity. And that is the family of the anger, enmity. And enmity, it goes forever. It doesn't stay. Anger can go away once you feel hitting. Just hit it. That anger will dissolve. But enmity, when it builds up, or you control it, because there is no choice, then it is very dangerous. You start hitting, hurting, killing people all the time, 24 hours. Even in the dream. Because sometimes when in the awaken, when you are awake, when you are really, you cannot hit the person because he's stronger than you, or maybe he's protected very much, then mind plays trick on you. In the dream, you really kill it, you really hit it. So it means, it shows you are holding lot of things. When you hold inside lot of anger, it turns to be the enmity. And that is the very dangerous anger. You have to understand, forgiveness doesn't happen unless you work on your anger. Your anger, when you get annoyed, it means you are angry. When you are unhappy, unhappiness is the family of the anger too. So it means you didn't work on your anger. Anger is everywhere. That is not your nature. When it is not your nature, when baby is born, baby doesn't born with anger. No. Babies, when they are born, after a while they begin to eat a little bit, mother feeds the baby, they smile. Right? They are happy. As long as you feed them, they are very happy. They cry because maybe something bothering them. They don't know how to speak yet. So they think, why baby crying? Oh, he's fussy. Right? The baby is fussy. Why is fussy? Because they don't know how to tell the problem. It doesn't have words yet. So we don't understand. So the mom maybe understand, oh, he's fussy. Maybe just these days, there were no car before. Before it was used to be the swing. They put baby in the swing and start swinging it. Now, if doesn't stop, mother, very smart. They put into the car and drive around. And with the vibration, it falls asleep. Fussiness goes away. See, the anger, unhappy. Babies are not unhappy. But people are unhappy. Why they are unhappy? Because what they want, they cannot achieve. That creates unhappiness in your life. If you achieve what you want, then unhappiness will go away. So the anger is our best or worst enemy. Worst enemy. It doesn't let you search who you are. It will be always on your way. So you need to understand all the layers of the angers. If you don't understand or you don't want to work on your anger, all the layers, you have to peel it. And you will not be on the path unless you peel it. Because it's very strong. Because it started since your childhood. Since your childhood. Maybe with abuse. Maybe mother was angry. Maybe other person comes. They are very abusive. They hit the child, right? And they do something, or child doesn't like something and you forcing it. Like very first day, when baby 6-8 months old, you giving the baby food, applesauce, right? This sauce, sweet. And baby likes it, yummy, 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 and very happy. And showing you happiness. But very first day, you give a baby pure meat. What is the reaction of the baby? All babies spit it out. Baby doesn't speak now. He's reacting, resisting. He's telling, he's spitting it out. And mother said, don't spit it out. But he spit it out everything. Second day, third day, still spit it out. And many mothers, they don't know how to raise children. They are maybe ignorant how to raise it. They go to the doctor. Maybe doctor knows better. They are smart. Doctors are raised in the same culture. Oh yes, your baby needs meat for protein, right? But he doesn't eat it. As he doesn't eat it, what do I do? Hey, doctors are smarter than you. That's why you go there, right? You pay them. That makes little meat in the applesauce. It will go into his stomach, right? We'll get protein. For your knowledge, protein is everywhere. Even the wild rice, it grows a lot into the main state in United States. Long, black. 2.5 spoon wild rice has 5 gram of protein. And this protein is a very good protein. In the meat, protein is not a good protein. It have a lot of side effect. So you have to think about it. You got this beautiful instrument. You are disturbing it again. And the meat doesn't come without taking the life, taking the prana. And where there you are taking the prana, that's it. You are not a non-violent person. You have to think about it. Let me tell you, if you want freedom 100%, you give freedom to others too 100%. How you give freedom to others 100%? Let's think about it, that you take this vow today, that I am not going to eat pork in my whole life. So you give the total freedom to the pork. Pigs are not afraid of you anymore. You give them to the total freedom. And you got free too. Something freed you too. Because now, wherever you will see the pig, you are never going to eat it. They will not be afraid of you. That's the way you give. Start giving freedom. Can you believe that if you can give freedom all living being? What a freedom. Beautiful freedom. And you get free too. Right? You give other freedom. We are in illusion. We live in the democratic country. Are we free? Oh, they control you. They control you very badly. Actually, these few people, 7 to 10 people, they control the whole world. Right? Are we free? Unless we free others, we can be free. But start freeing all living beings, little by little. One day, then you take the vow, you come to me. I'm not going to eat cow. No beef. You free all the bulls and cows, everything. Look at how much freedom you're giving it. That is called freedom. If you want to get rid of your anger, you have to be free from anger. If you are not free from anger, it will not going to work. Don't hold it at least. Otherwise, you making a big family like rabbit. What rabbit does? Always make a big family. Big family. Nothing else. They don't know anything else. They are cute though. If you have a bunny, you know, it's cute. One old couple, they loved each other so much. The husband, he was sick kind of. And she was sitting always with him. She didn't want him to die. She was serving him every way. And his days are coming closer and closer to go. She realized he will not survive anymore. Say, honey, I know you are going to die. You have to go. One day I will go too. But promise me before you die, you have to tell me where you are born into the heaven. Promise me before die. In the end, when he was dying, he held her hands. And he, I am promising you, I am going to come back to you, to tell you. She was very happy. His wish was fulfilled, her wish was fulfilled. He died, she was waiting, waiting, he never appeared. Because once person is gone, he's gone. It is our illusion. That, hey, people will come back after 3 days or 5 days. Or they got resurrection. Hey, people, once it dies, it's gone forever. Unless they didn't die, they can be resurrected again. If they didn't die, it. Even a little bit, they are alive still. Resurrection is possible. Or maybe it happened, resurrection, because maybe he didn't die. Maybe our crucifixion is a myth. We don't know. The resurrection can happen. But once person is gone fully. It doesn't appear. She was very sad. She was waiting for. One day he appeared in her dream. She was so happy. She started talking to him. See how we talk? In the dream, beautiful. But I am going to tell you, be aware about two people. Never make friendship with the kings. As soon as you make friendship with the kings, he will going to put you in the jail one day. Because he knows about you everything, because you are friend. And there is a fraud in it, in that friendship. I suggest you not to do it. And don't be into the children's very beautiful talk. They talk very beautifully. They talk so nicely, so sweetly. Right? And you don't know what is they're going to ask you further. Mom, in the refrigerator, there is ice cream. My teacher taught me that today's work, don't leave on tomorrow. Finish it today. Can I have a little ice cream? It's today's work. Why to put it on tomorrow? Mother telling me, hey, I will provide you tomorrow. No, no. Today's work is today, right? They talk so sweetly, but you don't know what they are talking. And you are into it, you never know. I'm telling you to be aware about two people only. One king, one children. They don't know what they are talking, what they want. You never know it. They are very smart, though. Right? But be careful. Anyway, she appears. She starts talking very beautifully to him. Hey, tell me where you are. Honey, I was born very beautiful place. At what place? That as soon as I wake up, you know, my wife, always I make love to her. Oh, as soon as you wake up, yes. Then I have a breakfast again. Then I take a little nap again. Then I have a lunch again. I take a nap again. Whole day. Oh, must be you are in heaven. She said, tell me where are you born that? Honey, I am born a rabbit in Massachusetts. There are so many rabbits there. It's a desire so much. You never know. You have to be careful. Don't hold in your desires inside. Your anger, if you keep holding, it is going to make mess in your life and you're never going to know who you are. You will be an illusion. You will be always an illusion. So, when people are depressed, it's luckily these days are TV, these days are entertainment. When there was no entertainment, you know, people were depressed. They have just husband and wife. They're making a lot of babies. Maybe rabbit is so depressed. You never know. But luckily we have other entertainment today, these days. So it's a less population. People used to have 10 children, 12 children. Now they want to have one or two. Hardly, right? And so many people, they are so single, they don't have even a baby. They say, why you don't want to have a baby? Oh, it's very difficult to raise even one baby. Ask any mother, why it's very difficult to raise even one child? What about if you have two children, three children? It's very difficult. But they are very brave people. I tell, if somebody give the best job, not you become a computerist, or you become software engineer, or this or that, or you become a doctor, and you are very well paid. I think the well paid people are supposed to be the mother. Well paid, because she can do the best job. Nobody can do it. Because the man doesn't have that much patience, which mother has it. Ask any mother how difficult to raise a child. And when we are grown up, what do? We misuse our this instrument. Never misuse it. Find your own nature. First way to find it, forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Where there is no anger. When anger is gone, when you go beyond the anger, automatically forgiveness will come in your life. And you are able to forgive on by your heart. It is not just words. By heart you give it. Then it means you are going towards the path. That is the path. It will help you to search who you are. But you need to develop this kind of forgiveness. Where anger lacking, totally lack, no anger at all, forgiveness will pop up. And that's what you're going to find yourself. That is the first kind of out of 10. Second kind of, and you know anger, you are familiar with it. When a person is angry, his face or her face gets red. Eyes become red. the whole body began to shake. When they are extremely angry, they lost themselves. They don't know what they are doing. It is our biggest enemy, anger. In Samanic tradition, in Jain tradition, there are four kshayas. Four kshayas. Kshaya means which contaminate your soul the most. Therefore, first is anger. And second is ego. And third is maya. Deceiving. And fourth is greediness. These are the four things which contaminate your soul. And you cannot find who you are, really. The first one, if you want to work on yourself, first one is a very strong one, anger. Anger is that bitter emotion, it makes your whole life bitter. And there is no sweetness in it where there is anger. Only it can, forgiveness will prevail when this anger is gone. Never hold your anger. Let it be out. When it is out, you feel relieved. When it is totally gone from your life, how to test yourself if it's totally gone? I give you one example. There is one legend in India, Mahabharata. You heard the name Mahabharata, Krishna. And there are five cousins, they were brother, and there are other side many cousins. So they were growing, they are raised together, but they were cousins. And the eldest one was Yudhishthira, his name was Yudhishthira. They all went to the school. And the teacher was teaching them. It was not a like these days teaching. It was very slow teaching. He said, "Today, guys, I am going to teach you krodh mat karo. Don't be angry. And remember these words I am going to hear tomorrow. And it is time to play." And they will play. And the teacher comes. And he teaches another line, another something, good thing. And next day, did you memorize your lesson? Everybody repeated, "Krodh mat karo, don't be angry, everyone. The eldest one, he was standing, saying anything. That, "Did you memorize it?" teacher asked him. "I didn't." "Why didn't you? All the students will be behind. Like because of you, I could have teach another lesson today. I cannot teach now." "That I will try." "Try 1 hour. 1 hour after that, did you memorize it?" "I couldn't." How do you know? How you test if you are really angry is gone from your life? He took it not literally, he took it figuratively. Literally, you can memorize it. You can memorize a lot of words. They have no meaning. Unless you digest them, unless you realize it, the meaning of it, then it is the lesson really. Then next day, that okay. Tomorrow if you don't memorize it, I am going to punish you a lot. Third day he comes, he says, "I didn't." His teacher got so mad. Another family of the anger is madness. And if you get mad a lot, you have to think about it. Maybe you are holding a lot of anger inside. Madness is another family of the anger, another friend of the anger. Teacher got mad and he started beating him with the sticks. When he was beating hard. "That you, because of you, whole class is behind. I cannot teach them anything. I want to keep everyone on the same level." When he was beating him, "I memorized it," he said. He said, after, you know, after this punishment, you memorize. Why didn't you repeat it? He said, krodh mat karo. He said, don't be angry. He said, why didn't you say before? Oh, these words I memorized long time ago. But I wanted to test if I really get angry or not. When you were beating me, I really tested myself if I still get angry or not angry. He took it figurative meaning. Literal meaning, everybody takes it. But it doesn't mean they have to follow it. They're going to realize it. What does it mean? That's why by reading books, it doesn't mean that you are realizing it. Are you going through that experience? Unless you test yourself. Once you test yourself, that is the way it's going to happen. Where there is a lack of anger, or your this worst emotion is gone, forgiveness, what is your real nature will pop up automatically. And that is your real nature. What is your another nature? I'm going to explain. Second, they say, ardav, uttam ardav. Uttam ardav. Ardav means mridur bhavam ardavam. Where there is a sweetness, where there is a, let me see, because we are used to learn negatively more than positively. If I will say don't, uttamardav means be sweet, be nice, be very humble kind of. So it doesn't make very good impact on you. But if I will say what is uttam ardav, best mardav is, best sweetness is, where there is no ego. That is called man, krodh man. Where there is no lack of ego, where there is lack of ego, it, your second kind of nature will pop up. But we are very, very much egoistic in our life. Because ego doesn't go away. Ego is a very difficult to finish it. And ego has a lot of big family. It's not a small family. Maybe rabbit has a small family, but ego has a big family. And because of ego, we suffer a lot. And we give a lot of, we call it in man in Sanskrit. Krodh man. Man means like respect. You give the letter of the respect and they put you make a frame and you show everyone, look at this letter I got from the university, or this letter I got from my job. It's very beautiful, right? But did you ever think about it, that somebody give you disrespect? Did you frame that too? No. You don't disrespect, you stay away from it, right? You don't like it. So where there is lack of ego, there is second kind of path will pop up in your life. That is called mardavata, sweetness. And sweetness is not easy to achieve. It is very difficult to achieve that state. There is a two thing you need to understand before I go to in this subject very deeply. There is a sabhyata, there is vinamrata. Two words. Sabhyata is to be civilized. That if you are a civilized person, Suppose this civilized Sabhyata is a person. Sabhyata spoke that I respect all of my familiar people because I am civilized. That is called Sabhyata. That you have a manner, good manners. So, that is called Sabhyata. Sabhyata spoke that I respect all the familiar people. Whoever is my familiar, my friends, my relative, my family, my whoever I know it, relatives, right? I respect them. They are my familiars. There is another lady that is called Vinamrita. Sabhyata and Vinamrita. Vinamrita means humbleness. Humbleness spoke that you respect only familiar people, but I respect familiar and unfamiliar both. But when you are humble, you don't see if it's a familiar or a familiar, unfamiliar. You always humble. Humble person is a humble, right? And where there is no humbleness, no matter how much civilized are you, you cannot discover your second path. It requires a humbleness. Civilized you can be a good. If our president of United States goes to London and he is a guest of the Queen, they are very civilized. They consider they are civilized. The way they have to sit on the table when they are eating. You cannot put your arm on the table. Spoon has to be a certain way to be picked up. Certain way has to be a special clothes. Like you have to be here. But if President of United States goes there, they are very natural. If they like eat pizza, they don't have to have a knife and fork or something. They will eat by hand, right? And they think, oh, what a uncivilized manner, right? Eating become uncivilized. We think we are civilized people. No, we respect only civilized people, their own familiar. But if you are humble, you will respect everyone, familiar or unfamiliar. Who is the best one? Humbleness. And where there is humbleness, ego cannot touch you at all. There are 8 kinds of ego in your life. Let me repeat that, and I am going to go further. I have still days. Jnanam puja kulam jati bal vriddhin tapo vapu. There are 8 kind of ego we are holding it. Jnanam, I am knowledgeable. When person think I am knowledgeable, it is a ego of the knowledge. If you have ego of the knowledge, that knowledge is useless. You don't have to get the ego of the knowledge. No. Knowledge teaches you something. If you have a good information, so it can shift your life totally from bad to good, from this side to that side, from lower to higher. But if you have only information, you are not applying on your life, in your life, though, then it is useless. Knowledge. But many people, they get so egoistic. I know these things. I know, I read thousands of books, right? They have a lot of ego about their knowledge. And that kind of ego, you know what is going to happen? They can collect a lot of information, but they cannot absorb it. When they don't absorb it, that knowledge is useless. And people get Lord Vyam scholar. When they get scholar, They maybe can repeat lot of things. They maybe memorized lot of things, but it doesn't mean they realized it, right? Lot of information, many people, they can, I have seen, they are uneducated people, they can repeat lot of things. But repeating doesn't mean that you are knowledgeable. Knowledgeable, who is knowledgeable, who is humble? Who is not humble cannot get knowledge. Vinamrita is the best thing, humbleness is the best thing, and it requires that to get the real knowledge. If real knowledge, you will absorb things and you will not be egoistic about your knowledge. Jnanam jati, jnanam kulam, jnanam pujam kulam jati. Are people worship them, like suppose a pope in front of you, and people go crazy when pope appears, right? And pope maybe, what about inside, he's thinking, they're worshipping me like a god. If somebody begin to respect you, it can create an ego too. Be careful. It can create, ego can pop up anywhere. And where there will be ego, there will be very difficult situation. You cannot achieve the second quality or second path. You will not discover it. It is in you, but you cannot. Uttam Mardav, best humbleness or sweetness or mriduta, they call it. It is very difficult. Kulam. Or you are born in such a family. I am born in royal family. I am born in warrior family. I am born in Brahmin family, scholar family. My all cousins, they are very intellectual. It can create a lot of ego. Right? Kulam. The way you are born in the family. Jati. Jati means you are coming from the high class, or you are coming from the labor class, like that kind of ego. Or balam, I am very strong person. I hit one, I can kill all 10 people in one. One, just one shot. I am so strong. And physically, like Mike Tyson is a boxer, that he said he's one punch, it knocked down the person. He's so strong. It used to be, I don't know now. There's a joke about him. He, in the ring, he got hungry. He beat somebody's ear. He was maybe getting defeated. Ego doesn't stay. He used to think one punch can knock down the person. Look at, he got defeated twice. Ego doesn't say. If you say that your body is so strong, that is a ego. Balam, riddhim, or you are wealthy. I have billions, trillions of dollars. Or whatever you own it. I have the biggest palace. I have hundreds of cars. Rolls Royce and Lamborghini and this and that, so many. It's ego. Riddhi. Riddhi means wealth. Or tapo, sometimes I can do 100 days fasting, or I can stand on one foot maybe 3 days, or I can sit into the cross leg 1 week, right? It is kind of tapa, austerity. Like that kind of spiritual practices, many people, they can get ego too. Because ego is very sneaky. It sneaks everywhere. Even you are doing good, they get egoistic. Our vapu, my body is so beautiful. I am so handsome. I am so beautiful. And beauty doesn't stay. forever. Even though you are born beautiful, but it doesn't stay forever beauty, right? It will decay little by little, little by little it goes. These are the family of the egos. If you are familiar with the family of the ego, be careful. Because your ego will go down. Nobody's ego never, never stay. Did you ever see the fountain? Fountain thinks, I am going to fill up the sky very high. And what happened? It fell down. An arrow. Anyway, I am going to just all things. I am going to shoot the whole sky. What happened is shooting the high and it fell down with the head. Any ego, anything, it is very difficult. I am going to give an example that will be my last example. You heard the name of Bahubali. Bahubali was the son of the first enlightened master. First enlightened master's name was Adinath. And luckily we have that first enlightened master statue on this hill, Adinath. And his son, he has two sons. One was Bahubali or Gomatesha, two names. Or one was the Bharata. He was the ruler of India. So first enlightened master, he was the ruler and he left everything. He gave to their son, divided at their friends' kingdom. And one guy, he got so mad, he wanted to grab the whole kingdom, even though he divided before he left. And after that, in the forest events, spiritual practices, he got enlightenment. Then this brother, he sent the message to the other brother, Bahubali, that, hey, you be under me. But my father gave me this kingdom, I am not going to give you. Then if you are resisting, come to the battlefield. My brother got so greedy, so egoistic, I am the ruler of the ruler. That's what he said. And all the army was in the battlefield. Those days, they have to fight literally with, there was no guns, right? Our swords, our staffs, are just rustling some kind of. And these secretary of them, they were very wise. They say, they will fight. Both sides, our people will going to get killed. Loss is ours because they are both brothers, right? Why not to make them fight each other? And it works. That we don't want to have a bloodshed. Whoever is winner will get the kingdom. And they agreed. They fixed three kind of battle. First, Jalayudh, Malayudh, and Drishtiyudh. Jal means whoever is into the end, and fourth one, Mushtiyudh. Four kind of yudh. Yudh means war or fight. First kind was water. Both go into the water same time. Whoever comes first is the loser. Whoever stays longer is the winner. Second was Drishtiyudh. Don't blink your eyes. Whoever blinks first will be defeated. Third, they fixed it. Third one was Malayudh, wrestling. Whoever defeated in the wrestling. And fourth was boxing, Mushti Prahar. That whoever defeated into the boxing. And they agreed both. And they start fighting. First was in the water. They both went to the water same time. And Bharata, who was the ruler of rural, wanted to be, he came out first. he defeated in one. I say, I have a second, I am going to defeat him. Drishti Yudh. Drishti Yudh means just to focus. Who blinks the first? And they both were, they don't want to blink their eyes. 1 hour, 2 hours. Finally, Bharata, he blinked. He got defeated in two. I said, I have two still. I'm not going to give up. Rushling, he got defeated again. Now the Mushti Prahar. Mushti Prahar means boxing, punching. And the Bahubali, he sat down. He said, I allowed you to hit me anywhere. Wherever you want. You can hit me first. I will hit you later. He, Bharata, he got so mad and angry. He wanted to be ruler of ruler. He hit him on the head. And his body, Gomatesha's body was so strong, it didn't break. It went under the ground. He was so strong, two brothers. The whole body went halfway into the ground. Instead of breaking it, he came out very strongly out. And he said, you sit now, I am going to hit you. And he was ready to punch him. Suddenly somebody grabbed his arm. No. He was Indra, according to Indra is king of the heaven. He said, sir, if you will hit him, he will go by life. This body, you have so much strength, he will go to the hell right away. He will go miles down into the earth. His body will not break either. But he cannot come out from that depth. You came out, but he cannot. Please don't do it. So what do I do? I am a warrior class. Once I have the weapon, it cannot go useless. Then put on yourself whatever you can think. He just put here, symbolically, he took his little hair out. He became a ball, fully bald, and he became a monk. He said, okay, you are greedy, you take my kingdom, I forgive you. And he became a monk. He stand in the forest somewhere. He wanted to go to the first enlightened master, to his father. But he was in the Himalayas, Kailash Parvat, is the holy mountain in Tibet these days. And Tibet is occupied by China. You cannot go there really, freely. When it was a part of Tibet, Tibet was under a kind of Indian rule. So everybody used to go. Now it requires a visa. And you know China is a communist government. He, when he started going there, he realized, my all other cousins, they are younger than me. They became a monk already under him. If I will go there, I have to bow down to them. Because that is the rule of the monks. Whoever becomes first becomes senior. I don't want to bow down. They are younger than me. His ego popped up. See how the ego comes on the way. He renounced everything, his kingdom, everything. But he couldn't renounce this. It lives here in the head. He stopped and he stood in the forest. Till I get enlightened, I'm not going to go there. Because once I get enlightened, I don't have to bow down to anyone. That's what he thought. And he stood. This is a legend of India, actually. It's beautiful. He was standing in meditative state. He doesn't want to drink. He doesn't want to eat. His body is so strong. that he punched someone, it goes to the miles and miles long into the earth. How he got the strength, I am going to shed light on tomorrow. But let me finish this. Ego popped up. Ego sneaks in very minutely, in very sneaky way. It enters, I am going to. He's standing in one place, not eating, not drinking water. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, his body is so strong. He standing. But enlightenment moves around to him, but it doesn't happen. It is there, but it doesn't happen. So he has two cousin sisters, cousins. They become also monks. They were visiting the first enlightened master and they ask a question, who is going to be enlightened today? Today, your brother, Bahubali, Gomatesha, will be enlightened today. But problem is, he is riding on one elephant. Someone have to take him out from the elephant. That's okay. They ask, they wanted to go visit him. But they were already nuns, monks. They went, they found him in the forest somewhere standing. And they were telling that unless you are down from the elephant, you're never going to be enlightened. And they left. They wanted to just visit him. He began to think, I am not on the elephant. I am standing. He began to think, he went deep. What elephant I am riding? He found out, oh, ego. This is ego. Hey, I renounced all the kingdom. If I renounced everything, what is this ego to my mind? What's bothering me? I am going to bow down to them. He took one step. All these in the forest, all the ivies, they were climbing on his body. Birds make the nest among them. Even the snakes begin to live there. But he's standing. He doesn't move. First time he moved, all the birds flew away. All these grass, he came out from there. He didn't even take a one step, enlightenment happened. Why? Ego gone. Once ego is fully gone from your life, there is, you find your real nature, Mardvata. Uttama Mardvata. That is the second path out of 10. And how he got so strong? I'm going to tell you, explain you tomorrow. But remember, we have this first enlightenment master's statue, plus also we have his statue, Bahubali, on the third hill, on the down. He's standing, all the ivies on his body, all clothes are gone, he became totally naked. You will see his statue, 7.5 feet. But in India, in Karnataka, it is standing since 1064 years old, his statue. It's brand new till today, open sky in Karnataka. It is 1064 years old statue, 57 feet high. Only one statue in the whole world, monolithic, carved in one rock. There are higher statues, but they are not by one rock. This is the only statue. And the miracle of this statue is not a single bird can sit on his statue till today. And it seems like brand new till now. Open sky. So we put here a little bit. The gazebo on the top, he can be protected. But there in India he's standing. And this is the Bahubali. Why he's Bahubali means he's so strong. His arms are so strong. That how he became, I am going to shed light on tomorrow. But ego is very sneaky. It can sneak in your, where there is ego, you cannot find your real nature. Your real nature is uttam marvadata, sweetness. Very kind of, you are sweet, inside, outside, everywhere sweet. That uttam marvadata, if you can achieve that, but where there is ego, you cannot achieve it. Humbleness is other family of marvadata. I'm going to tell you in the end one more line. If you don't have an intellect that you cannot discover yourself, if you don't have that intellect, if you don't have that intellect that you cannot discover yourself, don't borrow from other intellect. That will not work for you. It is better to make your intellect very sharp. And this way you can find your own. Borrowed knowledge doesn't take you anywhere. Unless you create your own knowing power inside of you, that will take you to the path. Second path is uttam marvadata, and you become humble, you become very sweet, and that is your real nature. Jai Siddhartha.
Matamanami Acharya Sri, and thank you so much for sharing with us such an important message. As always, your teachings are filled with enlightened insight and practical ways we can advance and deepen our spiritual journey. And thank you all again for tuning in to Acharya Sri's broadcast today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on iTunes and YouTube, as well as follow Acharya Sri on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhartha.